Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out.
We pod and we pod and we pod for you. And this is the thanks we get.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking.
We thank everybody who's left us voicemails on our app, the 93.3 Totally Hits app, as we play. Was it a drunk or a little kid that did this?
Yay.
Yeah, really embarrassing stuff.
Yeah.
It's our favorite game. We do it on Wednesdays.
All right, we got Brian to kick us off. Okay.
I once got beat up for trying to draw a dong on somebody's face.
Oh, that's
D-O-N-G. Drawing one of those.
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, isn't that something that,
you know, sounds like a frat party.
Frat party, you know, where somebody passes out and you draw on their face with a Sharpie.
Yeah, but I could see, like, I mean, I had friends growing up who would totally do that on each other. Guy friends.
Okay. My kids, you know, they would write on each other when they fell asleep.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, draw stuff on them. Okay. So, I mean, it could be, I mean, it's definitely a boy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's whoever did the drawing. I'm going to say adult.
I'm going to say a kid.
Drunk adult.
I say drunk adult. Okay. Ryan, what was it?
And I was a little kid. So I was at a sleepover, and this first kid that fell asleep, he was named Omar. And when he woke up, he grabbed me and he proceeded to kick my ass. It was the last time I ever did that.
All right. So, okay.
Wow. Okay. That's, woo.
All right. Let's see. Brianna is next. Okay, what'd you do?
I peed all over someone's Rolls Royce.
Wow.
Peed on a Rolls Royce.
Wow. Boy, it sounds like it. How do you do that as a kid? Unless you're inside it?
Yeah, and it's more difficult for girls to aim.
Yeah. I don't. Oof.
And that was a girl.
Yeah. So I guess she had to sit on the hood.
The logistics of this, I'm trying to figure out.
Maybe she was getting changed, like with a diaper or something.
Ooh, that could be.
That's a game changer.
They told her
like
about
a little
it.
Baby. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just going to go with that. I'm going to say as a kid.
Okay. I think I'm going to say a drunk adult.
Okay. I'm going with drunk adult too.
I was a drunk adult. It was my mother's boss's Rolls Royce, and he treated her like dirt, and then he fired her. So one night, my drunk friends and I went to his house, and we peed all over his Rolls Royce. And there were 10 of us. So long story short, it was all caught on camera. So we all got arrested later.
Got arrested.
It was a group
I
mission.
Love that.
10 people. All right. Peeing out of car.
That's okay. Great.
Out of spite.
All right.
That's great.
Let's let the audience in on one, okay? We're going to play one for you, and then you'll have to text us at 615-553-0933 and guess if it was a little kid or a drunk adult, and we'll pick somebody at random who gets it right and fix you up with the MTSU basketball tickets.
Okay, so listen closely and then get ready to text.
Okay, here's Steven.
What'd you do?
Go ahead.
I ran into a fire hydrant while playing Frisbee.
Ran into a fire hydrant playing Frisbee. Oh, that could be anything.
I almost wish it is an adult because if it was a kid, you know, the kid might be as tall as the fire hydrant.
Oh,
so that could do some damage.
Right.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so text us, 615-553-0933. When Steven ran into a fire hydrant playing Frisbee, was he drunk or a little kid?
Yeah. And when we come back from the break, we will reveal his answer and we'll get a prize to whoever guessed correctly. We'll pick somebody at random.
Okay, good luck. All right, three things you want to know this morning.
A big reunion on American soil for American schoolteacher Mark Fogel, who was being held in a Russian prison unjustly. He was in Russia and he had medical marijuana for which he had a prescription. They arrested him and threw him in prison with a 14-year sentence. He's been in there for, I think, over 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he is back in the United States. He went right to the president and thanked him for the negotiations that got him back here. And the president wouldn't say what he had to give in return to get him back, but he's just glad to be back
Good deal.
In the U.S. of A.
Nice.
Good.
Very cool. Of course, we all know that the L.A. fires, they burned down so many houses. Mandy Moore, the actress that you remember from This Is Us, her in-laws lost their house. It burned to the ground.
Okay.
And she's complaining because Amazon delivered a package to their burned out house.
It's a bad
And just
move.
Left it there where, I guess, where the front step would have been.
Okay. You'd have to say, okay, that driver.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
Yeah, maybe they're just using GPS and say, oh, this must be the place.
But then again, if somebody orders something on Amazon.
Right, like what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do with it?
You're supposed to tell them where to send it, yeah. What address.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
So they just probably forgot.
Yeah.
And just ordered and... I don't know.
Yeah. Hard to tell who to blame.
Yeah.
It's easy to blame. Let's just blame Jeff Bezos. That's the best way to do it. It's easiest.
So after everybody had Dry January, you know, that's super popular.
Yeah.
And then we have Valentine's Day around the corner. So some people might be drinking a little bit to celebrate that holiday. They've come out with a food that you can eat to help with your hangover the next day.
Okay.
That you'll eat before you drink.
Right.
Oh, okay. This is like a preventative.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It's cheese.
Cheese?
Cheese.
Will that absorb alcohol,
it's
I guess?
It's supposed to kind of help coat your stomach lining.
Oh, okay.
Because it has protein, it has carbs, it has fats. And
right.
So it's kind of like the perfect complex
huh.
whatever. But
okay.
So eat those mozzarella sticks as appetizers before
right.
you pop that champagne.
Mac and cheese.
And you'll feel yeah. great on Saturday morning.
Wine and cheese.
Yeah. Cheese pizza. Cool. Yeah. I can't think of anything but cheese now.
I know.
Yeah, cheese.
You're welcome.
Hey, we were playing, were you a little kid or a drunk adult when you did something? And before the break, we played Steven for you.
I ran into a fire hydrant while playing Frisbee.
Oh, okay. Man.
Wow. That just sounds so painful.
Yeah, either way it hurts.
Right. As a kid, you're small, and as an adult, it's about as high as the wrong stuff
yeah.
on
yes.
your body.
Yes. All right.
Was he a drunk adult or is he a kid?
Okay, let's take our guesses. I'm going to guess drunk adult. I don't know.
I'm going to say... kid.
Okay. Gina?
I'll say a kid.
Okay. All right.
What's the real deal?
I was a drunk. I was trying to impress these women with my dope Frisbee skills.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I got a little too pumped up and ran into a fire hydrant trying to catch the Frisbee.
Ah.
I ended up breaking two of my toes and getting four stitches. Let's just say the ladies were not impressed.
Oh, my gosh.
So, drunk adult, somebody who texted in with drunk adult will hook you up with some MTSU basketball tickets.
That's right.
Hey, I was having some issues in my kitchen. I had a leak under the sink.
Yeah.
Try saying that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
I couldn't even say it once. So it was dripping down, and there's some issues with the below sink area.
Oh,
so,
that's terrible.
So
yeah.
I was asking around some my friends and family, saying, do you know anybody who can come over and take a look at it?
Yeah.
And as it turns out, my son's father-in-law, Kevin, mm-hmm. he knows a lot about plumbing, so he said, I'll come over and take a look. So he and his wife, Shelley, came over and looked around and says, oh, this is really simple. There's just a little thing that needs to be replaced, a little hose.
You know,
the extender hose that comes out from the faucet.
Yeah.
There's a hole in it, and so it was leaking.
Well, good. That's an easy,
yeah.
inexpensive
yeah,
fix.
Yeah, it was a really quick fix, and I was really grateful for that. He's a great guy. And the thing is, his name is Kevin, and I also have a rescue dog named Kevin.
Because
I thought I named him after Kevin Jonas. It wasn't actually after him. Long
right.
story short.
Weird
so,
backstory.
So Kevin comes over with his toolbox to fix the sink. And Kevin, my dog, is like jumping on him and stuff. So I keep saying, Kevin, get out. Kevin, get down. And so Kevin, the human, keeps stopping and looking at me like, what? I'm trying to fix the sink. No, not that Kevin. This Kevin. Kevin?
No, that Kevin. Stop it. That Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, stop.
See, I have dogs that are always like people names. I have a little dog named Sheldon, and there's Kevin, and there's Lucy.
See,
yeah. So, I can't, no, bad dog, Kevin.
He's sitting there going, gosh, I come over and I help the guy
yeah,
fix his sink.
He's yelling
he's
at me.
Yelling at me.
But then I scratched them both behind the ear and they were both happy.
Aww.
All right. Okay. I'm going to get a little belly rub for good
exactly.
luck.
It's the best.
When they roll over and show the belly, both Kevins, it's so cute. Adam. as this terrifically familiar music tells us, it's time to play Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM, brought to you by perhaps your business name here.
Yeah.
Contact our lucrative sales department for sponsorships.
Exactly.
For the ladies in the audience, we have Lisa in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And for the guys, we have local celebrity and sports aficionado, Chase McCabe. Hey, Chase.
What's going on, guys? I mean, listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd, I think that was Fender Wars with all the guitars, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, Fender guitars. I love it. Chase McCabe from our sister station, 102.5 The Game Nashville, host of Chase and Big Joe.
Yeah.
Weekdays, 9 to 11.
Now, with the football season over, baseball season hasn't started yet, and hockey is on a break for the All-Star break, what are you guys going to talk about today? Like Wii bowling or something?
Yeah, probably. I mean, okay. Joe will come up with a question of the day, and we never know where that's going to go. So,
awesome.
We have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, he's the wild card.
Yes.
Sure.
He is the wild card. There you go. So we have fun with that.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
We enjoy listening.
All right, Lisa, we don't know you as well. So, like, tell us, you know, something you're hilariously bad at. How's that?
Video games.
Mm. Oh, fair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe you can learn from the Wii bowling conversation that I have later.
Hopefully that didn't trigger you too bad.
Yeah. All right, let's get the game going. We start with a multiple choice question. Remember, each of you have a screw you can use. If you don't know the answer to a question, you don't think your opponent knows it either, you can put the screw to him.
Okay, here we go. Lisa, multiple choice. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, or Tom Brady. Who is the Super Bowl most valuable player this year?
Jalen Hurts.
Yes!
Ooh, that's correct.
Good job. Couldn't fool you with the Tom Brady.
Nice.
All right, Chase. Is Stephanie Meyer the author who gave us 50 Shades of Grey, Hunger Games, or Twilight?
I'm going to say Hunger Games.
Ah, it's Twilight.
No,
give that to you. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Lisa's got a 1-0 lead.
Okay, Lisa. What is the name of the tall golden droid in the Star Wars movies?
Oh, Lord. R2-D2? I don't know.
No.
Oh, you were close. It's kind of close.
You picked his best friend.
It's the other one. It's C-3PO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
I'm looking for. That's right.
All right. Chase, you can tie it up with a correct answer here.
All right. You're watching the Screaming Ladies on The View. What Nashville TV station are you watching?
I believe that is WKRN Channel 2.
Yes!
Wow. Woo-hoo! Give me official call letters. Nice.
Tied it up. It is 1-1. Final set of questions coming.
Okay, Lisa, the Guardians and the Cavaliers are pro football, or pro sports teams from what city? The Cavaliers and the Guardians. Cleveland, yeah.
Yep.
Good job.
Okay, it is 2-1. Chase, the pressure is on.
All right, Chase. What do they sell at Claire's, at a Claire's store?
Earrings?
Yes. Earrings.
That is right.
You know, jewelry. Fashion jewelry, that kind of stuff. Yep. Okay. We are tied?
Whoa, yes. This hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah. I know. Okay, we settle this with a lyrical Name That Tune. So we'll start with Lisa. We'll give you the chance here. You can have up to 5 lines from a song. How many song lines will you need to name the song?
5.
She wants 5.
All 5. Okay. Chase, right. You want to do it in less than 5?
I'll try 4.
4.
Okay.
Back to you, Lisa.
You want to try?
I'll
3?
Go 3.
3?
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Chase, do you want to try it in 2 or make Lisa do it?
Come on.
I want to make Lisa do it.
All right,
Lisa's going to do it.
Down.
Okay, Jim will recite the lines, then you'll have to give us the name of the song.
Okay, this is 3 lines according to the way the lyrics are written out. Say, 2000, party over. Oops, out of time. So tonight, I'm going to party like it's 1999.
What song is that?
1999.
Yay!
That's right!
Tonight, we're going to party like it was 26 years ago. Nice job, Lisa. You squeaked out a victory there. Well, Chase, done. We loved having you on. We'll, of course, be tuned in for the riveting Chase and Big Joe show today on 102.5 The Game.
Well, I appreciate it, fellas, and look forward to seeing you in the hallway here in just a little bit.
All right. All right.
Saturday Night Live is having their 50th anniversary coming up this Sunday.
Wow.
At 7 o'clock it starts, and their anniversary tribute show has an amazing cast. Listen to the people that are going to be on there from all the years of Saturday Night Live. Tina Fey, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Steve Martin, four of the original cast members, Chevy Chase, Garrett Morris, Jane Curtin, and Lorraine Newman. The musical guests are going to be Paul McCartney and Sabrina Carpenter and Bad Bunny and Miley Cyrus. And like, we're talking tip of the iceberg. There's like athletes, Peyton Manning's going to be there, John Mulaney, and like literally I could read off these list of names of guest stars and stuff that are going to be on it. And we'd be here till 11 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Wow.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Download our app, the Totally Hits Nashville app. You can go to totallyhitsnashville.com and download it. You can send us pictures. You can send us texts. You can even give us voice messages. And a lot of people are doing that as we play our little game where you volunteer to tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did. And we have to guess, were you a little kid or a drunk adult when you did it?
So good.
All right, we're going to start with Marlene.
I turned down the shower and let the water pour all around the bathroom floor and slid around on it naked, sometimes spinning, going, wee!
Oh, okay. My gosh.
I mean, it's like really innocent. If a little kid does it, it's not so innocent, or it's weird.
It's weak. It's more hilarious if it's a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'm thinking, like, that's a little kid.
Think so,
that's an unsupervised kid.
Yeah, somebody was, like, left home alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I'm going to say adult.
Okay, adult?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say a little kid. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Marlene.
Oh, I was drunk as hell. But I had a good time until I had to mop it up the next day.
Oh!
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Oh,
that's pretty funny.
All right, we got time for one more.
Okay.
We have a Jalen. All right, what'd you do?
I put myself to bed at a party, and it wasn't even my house.
I wouldn't even be a drunk adult. I would just be an adult to do that.
Yeah.
If I was over it, I'd be like, bye.
I'm not even drinking. I'm just tired. Yeah.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
It sounds like a drunk adult to me.
It has to be a drunk adult.
I'm going
to
say a kid.
Okay. All right. Which one was it?
I was a little kid.
Oh!
I was kind of a precocious kid, so I just put myself to bed, and my grandfather didn't think that a kid would go to bed without throwing a tantrum first, so he had to come up and check on me and see if I was okay.
All right, so that's just a tired little kid.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
All right, both of them have fooled us.
I know. These are hard. They're tough.
Yes, they are.
We love your comments anytime. If you want to download the Totally Hits 93.3 app, you can leave us voice messages and be part of our fun next week. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning. Thanks for tuning in on 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. More and more nowadays, other than just being on the radio, we are multimedia.
Yeah.
So it's all the times we do videos.
You got to look your best. I've got some stuff coming up for my podcast, which is also a video podcast,
right,
and some TV stuff. We have publicity pictures that we're going to be doing in a little bit. So I asked this friend of mine, I said, you've worked in television and stage and movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can you recommend, like, I don't want to be shiny. I like some makeup maybe that I would wear for these photo shoots.
Yeah,
video
TV
shoots.
Makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he took me out and he said, sure. Yeah, I can show you what to do. They're like, well, yeah, we get you hooked up. And so we went to the mall at Green Hills And I don't know. Yeah, like, I know. That should have been.
Yeah, that should have been your
first. That's your first red flag. Green Hills, red flag.
Right? Duh. I ignored it. And he like, walked me into Mac. It says M-A-C. And I'm like, Mac. Okay. Do they sell computers or iPhones? And he's like, nope, here we go. Let's go in there. They'll have good stuff. And I said, okay, all right. And so he introduced me to, like, some really helpful people. There was two girls that there. They were like, okay, what do you need? What do you want to do? Like, okay, I just need, like, a minimal amount just to take care of, like, these, like, video things and photo shoot and stuff. I just went like, good. And so they suggested, like, this powder, and they kind of tried out a couple on me and then, like, you know, said, okay, this is the right one. I'm like, okay, that's good. And they said, like, well, you need, like, a brush.
Yeah.
And they had these like little brushes that were kind of like not like regular paint. I'm a dumb guy, right? I don't know what these are. They're not.
Yeah, they're not like paint brushes. They have like, you know, they're just a little bit more fluffy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they're like, this one is probably the good one for you. And there was some other little thing of cream and like some kind of makeup that's like in a lipstick container.
Oh, like blush, like liquid blush.
Ah, yeah. Blush.
Or bronzer or something. Yeah.
Rub that lipstick like thing on that way. Show me how to do it.
You must have looked so pretty.
Well, I mean, it looked nice. I mean, like, yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
I go to pay and she says, that will be $154.
Oh, my gosh.
For a makeup brush and a couple other little things. I mean, like,
well, yeah, you're at Mac.
I can hold it all in one hand.
Yeah.
In the palm of my hand.
So, Gina, Mac is, like, the most expensive place to go?
Well, yeah, it's up there. It's a very, like, high-end makeup brand. Yeah.
And I found that the brush was, like, $75.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
And at that point, it's like, you've spent 25 minutes with me, and they've been, like, doning over me really nice.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And so you like, feel obligated. You can't just say, oh, no, thank you.
Right. Like, yeah,
oh,
just put this back on the shelf. I ain't going to use it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So now I'm broke.
But I can't believe he took you to Mac for like a simple, you know, it's not like you're doing these like TV appearances and stuff every day.
Right. It's not like I'm on, you know, News Channel 5 or something and I've got like super high def cameras.
Oh my gosh, I'm dead.
Yeah. I'm, like, this is going to last me till I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put in my will. Tell the mortician
to use this makeup.
To use this stuff from.
Yeah, don't worry, I got it covered. Yeah, I got my own.
Do I get a discount on the funeral if I bring my own makeup?
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Yeah, next time just go to the drugstore and buy drugstore makeup.
I know. There were so many red flags I ignored.
Yeah.
I should have gone to the drugstore.
You were caught up in the euphoria of looking youthful and wonderful.
He's also taking me to things where he thought, like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to this place and we're going to get a discount or it's going to be free. And then I end up paying like a huge amount of money for something that I never
you
intended.
Can't back out.
Yeah, it's like already done.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, that is so
it's
got
to be so tough to be a girl.
Oh, yeah, it's so expensive.
Yes.
So expensive.
Girl tax is real.
It is. And some of it, like, we don't have a choice. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, biologically, you're locked in.
We have to do something.
Yeah. Woody and Jim in the morning. It is Wet Nose Wednesday again, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. We have Taylor here from the National Humane Association. Who is this big sweetie?
Angel Bagels, the best girl. She is so sweet. She's 3 years old, around 70-ish pounds. She is microchipped, spayed, up to date on all of her vaccines. She's basically a 70-pound lap dog, y'all. She is so cuddly, so sweet. She gets along with other dogs, but she's kind of like me where she can be a little awkward during her first introductions,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we definitely want anybody who has another dog in the home to come to NHA, and we will do a meet and greet with our amazing animal care team and make sure that they're besties.
That's sweet, yeah.
Right, yeah. Angel Bagel is, she's gorgeous. She's brown, she's white, she's got these like smoky color around her eyes. And yeah, she's just waiting for somebody to say, come on, let's just make a home.
Yes, she's very treat motivated. I learned that she knows sit and lay down.
Nice.
We worked on stay a little bit, but I had like three different kinds of treats in my hand, so I don't blame her.
I don't think I would have been able to do it either.
You guys got some great deals going on right now, right?
Yeah. So for Valentine's week, we're doing Fosterette, which is like our version of the Bachelorette. So anybody who fosters one of our adult dogs will go home with a Furbo pet camera.
I have one of those. Those are actually really cool.
Yeah,
those are
really
you can
cool.
give the dogs treats and you can
watch your foster dog or your personal pet. And then we also have an adoption special happening 13th through the 16th, which is $50 adoptions for all of our cats and dogs 6 months or older.
Nice.
Wow. So basically just once they're after puppyhood, $50.
Yep. We are just trying to really spread the Valentine's love for all of our shelter babies. And if you adopt on February 14th, you actually get a professional Gotcha Day photo by Get Pet Pics, who does all of our events. Amazing photographer. He's great. So yeah, you get a little sweet something to take home, even if you foster or adopt. I mean, you get to take the dog home. That's always the sweet part. But
I always love the Gotcha Day pictures
because
you can always see the dog or cat looking so happy.
I know. And then their new families that are just so ecstatic. They're my favorite.
Who doesn't want a perfect match for Valentine's Day?
Right? Especially if you're single, we got you covered.
Absolutely. Angel Baby is gorgeous. You can check out Angel Baby on our TikTok and also the Woody and Jim Facebook page and the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page. She's so pretty. She's so loving and she's curious and she would just make a great pal for Valentine's Day. And, you know, even if you just want to foster, you can have the Furbo Cam and then you can say, I've fallen in love.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know? Do what I do where when I'm out in public, I pull up my Furbo camera because I have one. Like, look at how cute my dogs are.
Right now. You can't say no to those eyes. That's for sure.
I know people that do that. They're like, oh, no matter where they are, they're like, oh, look at home. Look, they're on the couch together. Yeah.
Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It is Wet Nose Wednesday on 93.3 Totally Hits Totally Nashville. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors.
Of Nashville.
Three things you want to know this morning. It's official. Google Maps have officially switched from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. And now a Georgia congressman named Buddy Carter, he says he's introduced a bill to change the name of Greenland to Red, White, and Blue Land.
Jeez. Oh, I just envision this like a high school linebacker who is still living in his glory days.
Yeah, it sounds like something they made up on The Onion, but no, he actually introduced a thing. This would open the door for the president to negotiate to buy Greenland. But Denmark says they don't want to sell Greenland. In fact, they have a petition online. People could sign 200,000 people have signed it so far for Denmark to buy California.
You can have it.
Yeah, you can have it.
It's getting harder and harder to tell the joke stuff from the real stuff.
The whole world is trying to out-nonsense each other.
Right.
Gosh, wow. Well, the feds and Nashville officials indicted a mother and son team who are accused of orchestrating a human trafficking ring here, and they're tied to a violent gang out of Venezuela.
Wow.
Apparently, they targeted women from Central and South America to offer them a better life in the United States. But when they got here, they ended up being commercially sex trafficked in Murfreesboro and Nashville.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, awful. Lock them up, throw away the key.
No kidding. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, there's a new type of croc hunting going around.
Like swamp people?
Yeah. It's the shoes.
Oh,
crocs. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, the crocs.
They're more dangerous.
There's a movement to ban crocs at high schools and schools across the country. I guess there's already 20 states that have schools that explicitly prohibit them in their dress codes, which is crazy to me. I get for, PE class or gym or whatever when you're running around, but they can't be that harmful if you're just walking from class to class.
They're banning them just because they're ugly.
Yeah, which I get.
You hurt my eyes.
Yeah. Ow, ow. Yeah. I feel unsafe around these shoes.
So we'll see if that goes anywhere, but I doubt it.
Wow. Hey, look, it's those delightful Woody and Jim guys.
That's us on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
Thanks for tuning in with us this morning and every day. A week from tomorrow at Boomba's in East Nashville, we'd love to hang out with you, have some appetizers, and talk about our planned trip to Italy.
Yeah, so now's the time you have to start, figuring out, when you're going to have this, bucket list-like trip to Italy. Woody and I are going. It's going to be a great time. The people at Colette have put everything together. They're a travel agency. They've been doing this for over 100 years.
Jeez.
And I know. They know what they're doing. And so if you've ever thought, I want to go to see,
the ruins of Pompeii.
Right.
I want to see Rome. I want to see the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
Mount
really
Vesuvius.
Really beautiful.
They've got it all planned out for you, and you're going to stay in, you know, first-class hotels, five-star restaurants for eating, and they're going to explain all of the questions you might have while we let you enjoy some free appetizers and hang out at Boomba's in Nashville next week.
It's pretty cool. Back in 2019, my son Alex was in the Navy, was stationed in Naples, and I went and visited him there. But paying for it myself and all that, I went, you know, there and I was staying in like a hole in the wall where they had an elevator that if you had your suitcase with you, it was full.
Yeah.
What are those called? Like a hostel?
Yeah, kind of.
Where you're like sharing a room with people and stuff?
Yeah, you're showering.
A hostel is actually a very accurate word.
Showers with 60 other people.
Yes.
It's not like that at all.
No, it's going to be five-star hotels and great stuff.
You can go to totallyhitsnashville.com to see a little bit more about the trip, and if you want to talk to the people that put it together and go there, you know, several times a year, know everything about the trip, and can explain it all, come join us a week from tomorrow at Boomba's East Nashville. Boomba's has got like some awesome food there, and we're going to have free apps, and we're all going to hang out and just have a good time.
It's 6 o'clock, pretty much dinner time, so you can stop by and just eat and find out about your dream trip to Italy.
That's right, and they got that fun like play place outside.
Right, yeah. So if you are picking your kids up from preschool or whatever the case may be, you can drop them off there for some free childcare.
hang out for 45 minutes or something, let them have fun.
Yeah.
We'll tell you all about the trip we want to do in October. To Italy.
Yeah.
What an amazing trip it's going to be. And you say, oh, I bet you it's like crazy expensive for all that, like, you know, luxury. It's not.
No.
They've worked out the deals with everybody. That includes airfare too, right?
Yeah, you know, so pretty cool like, deal.
It's a great time. Come check it out.
Yeah, week from tomorrow night. All right, we'll be back tomorrow for Friday Eve, if you will.
Okay.
We're playing Gender Wars a couple times. If you want to be part of that, you can text us at 615-553-0933.
Text us anytime.
Yeah, about anything. We welcome your comments.
But if you want to play tomorrow, just let us know.
Yeah. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Woody, what about you? I'm going to throw it to you because you always get to go last.
I got to stop and get some dog treats on the way home. And then I'm going to kind of be the Elon Musk of my house and start canceling things.
Oh.
I'm going to start trying to save some money.
Oh, nice.
Because, we're
go
having
through the like subscriptions. Yeah.
Stuff that I don't watch anymore, or like I'm still. Subscribe to Apple TV, but I haven't watched it in months.
Right.
So
right.
Just get rid of it. So,
nice little cleanse. That'll feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A pocketbook cleanse, perhaps. Gina, what you doing?
I'm going to go to the gym. I did skip yesterday.
Yes.
So I do feel guilty about it. I'm going to go today. And then probably veg out, finish the book I've been reading. I'm going to try and do that.
What are you reading?
It's called Iron Flame. It's the second book of the Empyrean series, I think.
Okay. What kind of genre is it?
It's like romance, fantasy, sort of.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There's dragons in it. It's
nice.
Pretty good. Yeah, which is so not my thing, but it's actually a really good series.
That's cool.
So
that's cool.
I'm hooked.
I've been putting off going to the grocery store. I was actually going to go last night, and then my wife told me I had something else that was more important to her to do, so I couldn't. So today, I'm actually just going to go to Costco, and I'm going to buy a lot of everything so I don't have to go very
again.
Often.
That's right. I'd like a pallet of eggs, please.
Yeah. Right? That'll be $8,000.
Exactly. Take out a second mortgage. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you.